The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Hello, my name is David Winston, director of Bill Winston Ministries, and I'm so excited that you tuned in to today's broadcast because this program is unlike any of the programs that you've seen before here on The Believer's Walk of Faith. Today, what you are about to see is a powerful interview with my father, Dr. Bill Winston, and Damon Davis, CEO of Legacy Worldwide and the host of the TV show One on One. During a recent interview, Dr. Winston sits down to discuss his long-awaited, principle-centered new book, Faith and the Marketplace, sharing his heart in a timely message on how each and every one of us are born with a purpose as kings and priests, God's ultimate dream team, sharing his heart on how to bring faith into the marketplace. Today, you're about to discover how to use Faith and the Marketplace, a groundbreaking new book as a tangible playbook that will equip you and empower you to become all that God has created you to be and propel you to a life of success. Welcome to this special edition of The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Dr. Winston is the founder and pastor of Living Word Christian Center, a multicultural, non-denominational church that has over 20,000 members in Chicago, and he is also founder of Joseph Business School and the Joseph Center for Business Development. You see, Dr. Bill Winston is a man of kingdom matters. He is a leader of leaders, and if you are stuck in a rut, if you are down today, discouraged, fractured, struggling, sick, broke, or anything in between, then get ready to learn how to move from where you are into a life that God has designed for you. Dr. Bill Winston, it is an honor to have you, sir.
Pleasure to be here.
Well, we are just so excited because this book deals with heaven on earth.
Correct.
People don't understand what that means. They are living right now as we talk. They are living. Doesn't feel like heaven's on their earth at all. Feels like heaven's not involved. I mean, life is a struggle. And this book promises to do more than just help us understand that God is alive, but that He is alive now in their life, and they can operate differently than they've ever seen before. Am I getting it right, sir?
Well, it starts with the thinking. Mm. The way we've seen this model is that people come into four walls called the church.
Yes.
And we do some things on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And then after Sunday, of course, Monday we go to work. Well, that's kind of a dualism thinking. It's a kind of a thinking whereby I'm separating the church from the state.
Okay.
I'm separating what I do on Sundays from what I do on Mondays. And that wasn't the idea.
Mm.
The idea was a holistic thinking that what I do on Sunday is spilling over to help me better manage myself on Monday.
Rather than be two different people.
There you go.
Okay.
And so next thing that happens is people are now gathering together and just kind of waiting until the Lord comes or until we go to heaven or whatever. Well, Jesus really didn't preach much about that.
Mm-hmm.
He preached about heaven coming to earth.
Mm.
And the idea about it is that we're sent here so that we could get filled with His knowledge, His empowerment, so that we can go into our environments and shift the cultures.
Wow.
In our environments. Why shift the cultures?
Yeah.
Because the culture of the kingdom is a lasting culture.
Mm.
The other culture, the Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end of that way is death.
That's right.
And so what people are doing is they're trying to live and they're trying to make it every day, but they really don't have the tools. They really don't have the knowledge.
Got it.
So people like you and I are to really be filled with the knowledge of His will and know how to operate, how to live.
Yes.
Now we go into those environments. And it's like a seed the Bible talks about in Matthew chapter 13, verse 31, being sown into the field.
Wow.
Now, what are we doing?
Yeah.
We're taking who we are into those environments And they're supposed to see something different about our lives.
That's good.
I always say this. Christianity was never meant to be dictated. It was meant to be demonstrated.
Powerful.
And so once you demonstrate the Christianity, mm-hmm. it's amazing how many people will follow you. Why? Because the best way to lead people is through influence.
Wow.
The best way.
Yes,
not
sir.
To make them follow you, but have them want to follow you.
Which means that people need to see the evidence of the power in us. So in our jobs and in our families, in all of the places yeah. where we have that influence you describe,
We're a seed. Yep.
But the question is, why do people not know this? And instead of feeling like they have that force that could make that kind of change, they feel depleted of it entirely. Is that why you wrote this book?
Well, yeah, because people basically don't know the value of themselves. Everybody is born in the earth with a gift. And so that means that this gift, which comes from God, is now meant to not only serve humanity, but also promote them to places of influence. Mm. Now, there's opportunity to get this gift, get it developed, understand the value that you're bringing to the marketplace, and now take that with faith into the marketplace to reshape it. What am I doing now?
Yeah.
I've got to transform the culture of it. See, when Adam was to take the Garden of Eden to the rest of the world, he was going to take the culture of a garden to the world. But once Adam sinned, it changed the culture
of the man.
Whoa. So now he's taking the wrong culture to the world.
Wow.
And so now you and I are now coming in with a more powerful seed.
Yeah.
Because the seed of the Word of God is the most powerful seed there is.
My culture is an Eden culture.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yep.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
Whole. Prosperous.
Yep.
But the culture has been shifted.
Absolutely.
It's a strategy of the devil.
It's a strategy of the devil. And what we have to do is not only understand that, wait a minute, there's a value that I have to the world, but not only that, there's a path that I'm supposed to take to get to that manifestation of that value.
And what's the end of that? The
end game is to transform this earth.
Wow.
The end game is to now bring God's earth back into the hands of its rightful ownership.
It's war.
It's war. That's exactly right. So what we do when we come in a place we call church, which we have to redefine because it's not a building.
Yes, sir.
It's a people.
Okay.
And so we're coming in here now to realize that we are the church. So I'm not coming to church. I am the church. I'm this called out one that I'm now being filled with the knowledge of his will and empowered so that I can go back out there and transform whatever's out there into the Garden of Eden again.
Wow.
I want to plant the garden back out there.
Wow.
So my question is, how does your garden grow?
How does your garden grow?
Mm-hmm. Everything comes out of this. This back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. He says, and God blessed them and said, be fruitful
and
multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Now, all that's business principles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you be fruitful, that means to produce. Multiply means to increase.
Mm-hmm.
Replenish means to reinvest.
Wow.
And subdue means to keep under competition.
we have looked at that verse an entirely different way.
Yeah. See, you transform your thinking and start looking at this as kingdom business.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it takes a whole different shape.
Goodness. Let's talk about this book, Faith and the Marketplace. Because as I dove through the pages, it caused me to wonder if there was more.
Gotcha. There is.
Is there more?
Yeah.
Meaning,
it
caused me to think wherever I am now,
there's more.
There's more. It was like I had plugged into a power source.
That's exactly right.
Of understanding
yep.
that I am living way beneath my privileges.
Mm-hmm.
But I discovered something else that was quite unique. Mm. That I actually hold an office.
That's exactly right.
Am I understanding this correctly? That I am a king or a priest? I'm not just some person moving through life aimlessly. That God decided before I stepped into the light of this world that I was to be one of those.
That's
am
correct.
I getting it right?
That is correct.
So how do we discover who that is?
Well,
and what is that exactly?
You're a king or a priest. Now, the king is one who takes care of the more secular matters of the community.
Okay.
It could be things like going out to war. It could be making the laws of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Then the priest had to take care of the more spiritual matters, so forth, of the land.
Sure.
And that would be not only to do the prayers and do the blessings,
okay.
but the priest would also do the teaching.
Okay.
The priest would also take care of the poor, the orphans, and the widows,
mm-hmm.
so forth and so on. And that's the way those two would work.
Got it.
Now, put those two together, then now this is a kingdom dream team. And so now we're going out into the marketplace, and we're going out there, coming on Sundays, hearing the teaching of the priest. Why? They're opening up the scriptures and have you understand what God is saying relative to what his plan is for you.
Whoa.
In this marketplace.
Whoa.
See?
The priests were speaking from the business plan.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
People don't know what you're saying, but yeah. This is a business book.
This is the manual here.
It's a business plan.
That's exactly right.
So a lot of people that are not experiencing that culture.
Yeah.
And they're not seeing the effects of that culture around them.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they don't understand the plan.
That's exactly right. So the priest actually opens this up. The Bible says this in Amos, that God would do nothing in the earth except he first reveals it to his servants, the prophets. Notice, not unto the kings, to the prophets. So the prophets are the first people that get the direction and timing of God. So now they get the revelation. Now, once I go home and I study this out,
sure.
get the revelation,
sure.
now I come back and teach the people.
Goodness.
Here's one gentleman. Here's
okay.
what he said to me. He said, I'm sure glad you preached that sermon last week. I said, what was it? He said, that sermon, you told me to sell my stock. I said, wait a minute. I didn't tell anybody to sell their stocks.
You're like, what did you say?
I thought this was a setup.
Sure,
here.
Right, sure.
I said, I didn't tell you. He said, no. He said, what you said to me, when you said it, God spoke to me and said, sell the stock. He said, I sold that stock. He said, right after I sold it, the stock went to zero.
Wow.
I said, how much? He said, I guess a few hundred thousand dollars worth. I said, what was the name of the stock? He said, the stock was named Enron.
What?
I said, you sold it. He said, I got it right here.
Because he got a real-time now
correct.
Word
correct.
For the moment.
Correct.
Because he came to the source. You know, if there was ever an argument
yep.
for people to be in God's house.
That's it. That's
it's
it.
Because if we're disconnected
yep.
from
yep.
the voice.
No doubt.
We're going to miss God's plans.
And make many mistakes.
Man.
Lose a lot of money.
Wow.
No king, especially the higher up you get, should be without a priest.
When you said that, mm-hmm. my mind went to walking down the streets of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
and into the monuments.
Sure.
And you will see inscribed on stone
mm.
that this country at one time was,
it was
based
founded
on this stuff, this business plan.
Founded on Scripture.
But if you look at it today,
yep.
Dr. Winston,
yep.
that we have pulled God out.
That's why the book is called Faith and the Marketplace.
My goodness.
Let's bring him back to where he's supposed to be.
Can we really do that?
Absolutely.
Is it
we
possible?
Can do it. With God, all things are possible.
Amen. Amen.
So maybe we're in business battles too long.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're in social battles too long.
Come on.
Maybe we have not put together this combination
Hallelujah.
Of an unbeatable team
Amen.
That can solve problems
mm-hmm.
right on the spot.
That's
it
powerful.
Does not take centuries to
mm-hmm.
restore something.
Mm-hmm.
With God, he can restore it overnight. And I'm saying that when we put this together, we're going to see a difference.
Overnight. That means that we don't have to wait. We don't
no.
have to struggle.
No, no.
We don't have to just accept what has come.
That's exactly right.
But we got to have the understanding.
The understanding.
Is that why you wrote this book?
Well, that's why I wrote this book. But the other thing, too, is it hits on these things that we don't talk about much,
mm-hmm.
like integrity
mm-hmm.
and like love
mm-hmm.
and so forth and so on. So it has you to understand how you put all these together to make your calling work.
And you've seen it work.
And seen it work.
These are principles, understanding, truth that you've lived your life by.
It's the truth. And what happens when you get into it and cooperate with it?
Yes, sir.
Then you move into the proper place that God and purpose that God has for your life. And when you work in that, your work becomes worship to God.
Wow.
Because your gifting is coming out and it's honoring God.
Wow. What you just said is so profound, because there are so many people struggling who do not understand who they are, much less
yeah, what they've been called to do.
What they've been called to do. And what you're saying is that everyone watching has inside them.
Everyone.
Not just some, everyone.
Everyone.
Inside them this.
Everyone.
A destiny in this life to do way beyond we're doing now.
They have installed inside of them genius.
Come on. How do we overcome the where we are?
Well,
and move to the where we're supposed to be.
Well, you got
to
overcome first the fear of it, because many times we're fearful of moving out of where we are. We fear because of provision. Before you can really move into purpose, provision crisis has to be settled.
Sure.
A lot of people are getting a job. They're getting a job because, hey, a family has to eat and so forth like that.
Yeah.
And I understand that.
Sure, sure.
So what we put in the book is we put three steps to managing the provision crisis.
Okay.
So you first know that God is your source. Mm. Unless God is your only source, he takes his hand off.
What does that mean?
That means that your struggle continues. Look at the social problems we're having today.
Sure.
Where is the preach? Where is this union of people coming together to make it happen?
It's not, because we don't think we need that.
There you go.
I mean, they say that our perception is our reality.
That's correct.
And I would submit, and you'd help me out here, that most people watching have a reality that is not God's reality for their life.
Nope. It's usually somebody else's total vision that they have told them that is not their vision at all and purpose for their lives.
Why are we that way?
Well, we're that way because we've not learned to depend on God. We've seen church as a place you go on Sunday and not us as the church taking it to the place on Monday. And so the next thing you do is understand that it takes a seed, and God always talk to you about a seed when you talk to him about a need. Even if the need is something that doesn't require money, he's going to talk to you about the seed of the Word of God.
Mm.
And then the next thing is expect a miracle. Now, Oral Roberts really taught this, and he built a whole university on it and so forth.
Yes,
these principles really work. They're in the Bible and so forth.
Expect
a miracle.
A miracle.
Yeah, expect a supernatural from God.
Now, it doesn't, a miracle is
a miracle
power.
Doesn't have to be, yeah, it's power, but it doesn't have to be something blowing up.
Okay.
You know, a miracle can happen ever so easily to the point that you don't even realize what has happened until it's already happened. Wow, that was what I prayed for.
The show.
Well, that was a miracle, sure.
The show could be
absolutely.
A miracle.
Absolutely, surely.
I mean, this book is revelation.
It really is. It's a part of a supernatural. It came to me supernaturally from God.
Your book talks about something called a covenant of prosperity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a big word.
Yeah, sure is.
That means that there's an actual agreement.
Yeah, with God.
When we become a believer.
To increase you.
Is it
that
way?
To prosper you. Sure it is that way. When you make God your only source, you become on the level of the wealth of God.
Is that what it means when you say heaven on earth?
Heaven on earth. See, you're supposed to live on vacation 365 days a year.
Most people are lucky if they get two.
You are not.
And they got to pay for those.
You are not supposed to be in one struggle after another.
Yeah.
That is called toil. Mm. That came with a curse. So when Peter said, we have toiled all night and taken nothing, nevertheless, at thy word, he launched out and pulled in all these fish.
My goodness.
Then he threw himself at Jesus' knees saying, away from me, I'm a sinful man. What did he see?
What was he seeing?
He saw increase with no toil.
Wow.
He saw that he didn't need to worry. He didn't need to fret.
Sure.
He didn't need to struggle.
Wow.
But it was all this increase coming into him. So he figured this, I don't deserve this.
Yeah.
Get away from me. You follow?
That's the grace of God.
That's the grace of God. And that's what this book is all about. It's about entering into that grace again. See, God leads you to the impossible on purpose. He does that because he wants to show you who you really are. And who you really are is not your body. You're a whole lot bigger than you are on the outside. Hmm. And so he wants to get that part out of you.
And the devil's job is to make us take that to the grave.
That's exactly right. God wants it out. And he can't do it unless you are willing to step out in faith.
So that struggle, so whatever you face, whatever we faced, yeah. However bad it looks,
yep.
You're saying that was to bring something out of you.
Out of you. There's a scripture here, and we might want to read this.
Please.
And it's found in 1 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, he says this, "There is no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it." Now, what I put in my Bible is this, you will never face anything you cannot overcome.
Come on.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's not only wonderful, it's liberating, because I just got to tell you, a lot of people watching don't feel like they have any power to overcome anything.
No.
We don't feel like warriors or champions. We feel like the defeated.
He said over in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Faith gives God the privilege of working for you.
That's a big statement. God working for us.
See, he wants to do things for you. But unless you do it by faith, you don't give him the privilege of doing it.
Ooh, that says that God's like waiting.
He's waiting.
To show up.
Let me
and
work.
Do some
Let
stuff.
Let me do it. He said, "Moses, the battle is not yours, but it's God's."
Yeah, God can't be defeated.
No, he can't be
if
defeated.
If God's fighting, we don't have to struggle so hard.
That's exactly
this
right.
This book, The Faith and the Marketplace, it could be a key, if you will,
yes, indeed.
To unlock the doors that the devil wants to keep shut.
No doubt about it. This book is designed to encourage you and let you know that the worst situation can be turned around if you apply faith to it.
But you know what else it does?
It's a playbook.
It is. Mm-hmm. How do you know I was going to say that?
I didn't know you were going to say
it's
that.
It's a playbook.
It's a playbook.
This is like having the greatest coach we could possibly hope for, because your coach is the greatest source of all. That's for everybody.
Well, just to find out that I should be on vacation 365 days out of the year.
Yes, sir.
That's worth reading this book.
It sure is. To say that I shouldn't be broke is worth reading this.
No.
To say that I don't have to be diseased is worth reading. To say that I don't have to live beneath is worth reading this book.
But I don't have to fail.
Ooh.
Is one of the key things that people fear failing.
Yeah.
You know, and this book tackles that.
Yeah.
It lets you know there is no failure as far as you're concerned.
And they fear it so much, they fail to try.
He didn't say, "I've come that you might have religion." Because plenty of that was here when Jesus got here.
Exactly right.
He said, "I'm coming that you might have life." And a lot of people are living, but they're not really living that life that God has planned for us. And this is what this book does. It brings you back to the life of God that he's planned for you from the Garden of Eden.
Wow.
And let me tell you, he can raise you up to a place when he sends you there. It's not you hate to go. You can't wait to get there. Because all these ideas are going to start flowing out of you, and the creativity and the big plan that he's got in you. You're going to affect the whole place. How does your garden grow?
Wow. Dr. Bill Winston has brought to our table a revolution in our thinking. But it takes a decision. It takes you making one step. And that step is deciding that nothing is going to change until you do something to make a change. And that could be as simple right now as getting your hands on this amazing book. Your life will never be the same if you take one step now. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Inside every man, within every woman, there is a call. The world defines it as destiny. God calls it purpose, a gift, talents, an assignment, and it will be the world that will soon see it in you. In today's exclusive television offer, visionary author, pastor, and businessman, Dr. Bill Winston, is revealing the steps to discover how to activate your assignment for maximum impact in this world and how to reign within the kingdom of God on earth. You are going to discover a groundbreaking and inspired revelation found in this brand new published work by Dr. Bill Winston, Faith and the Marketplace. In this insightful, intelligent, thought-provoking book, you will be empowered to move into next-level faith, next-level thinking, and next-level living. As Dr. Bill Winston shows how we are called, gifted, and destined to function as kings and priests in this world, this book will reveal how you were created for kingdom advantage and kingdom purposes. You will walk through a journey to explore all that God has planted inside of you. You will gain an understanding of the role that you are designed to play in this world as a king or as a priest, and within the kingdom system that God set in motion, the importance of a king to a priest or a priest to a king. Plus, as part of today's exclusive television offer, you'll also receive Volume 1 of the Kings and Priests teaching series across 3 power-packed audio CDs. This teaching is foundational to the Faith in the Marketplace book and will help you discover your role and purpose in life and how that is key in the body of Christ. In the introduction of this revolutionary teaching that people everywhere are celebrating as the groundbreaking source to breakthrough in their families, finances, business, bodies, and more, you too will gain a deeper understanding to help advance the kingdom of God in every area of your life. This amazing bundle, the book and the series, is available to you today for only $35. But that's not all. As part of this ministry's gift to you today to say thank you for your step into the destiny that God has placed in you, you'll also receive the entire uncut interview that you experienced today. You only witnessed 22 minutes of this intimate look into the revelation of kings and priests, but Dr. Winston and host Damon Davis spent over an hour diving deep into the unique revelation found in this book. You'll hear directly from the heart of Dr. Winston and receive an impartation to fulfill your destiny in and outside the church. People everywhere are proclaiming breakthrough and supernatural results through the revelation and practical teaching found in this book. If you are ready to see breakthrough in your thinking that can translate into breakthrough in your doing, then this book is for you. Faith in the Marketplace is the key to unlock the door to a life beyond borders, beyond boundaries, beyond lack. A life where you are truly free from any barriers to your breakthrough. Call now and receive the book, Faith in the Marketplace, the 3-part audio CD series on kings and priests, and the complete full-length uncut interview with segments not seen on today's show, all for only $35. God wants to use you to transform businesses, cities, and even nations. Call now and discover how to unlock the power of God in your life. It's time for you to live your best life. And that begins now.
If you're wanting to grow in your professional walk, if you're wanting God to awaken that giant inside of you and birth through you an entrepreneurial spirit to bring this faith in the culture, get this book, Dr. Bill Winston, Faith and the Marketplace. It will shape your life. It will change your life. It'll set you on your course to discover all that God designed you to be. We love you. We thank you. See you again next week.
We trust that you enjoyed this special edition of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast with Dr. Bill Winston, sharing thought-provoking insights from his brand new book, Faith and the Marketplace, Kings and Priests, A Divine Partnership. Thank you for watching.
The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.